Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Screenwriters and Hollywood studios have reached a tentative three-year contract agreement. NPR's Mandalito Barco reports that the Writers Guild of America calls the deal exceptional, with meaningful gains and protections for writers.
Striking screenwriters gathered at a bar in North Hollywood to cheer for the NEGCON, the negotiating committee that made a deal with the CEOs of Disney, Netflix, NBC Universal, and Warner Brothers Discovery. Until the writers vote to seal that deal, their nearly five-month-long strike continues. Writers Guild of America leaders encouraged them to support the striking actors' union SAG-AFTRA on their picket lines. They've been on strike since July over similar concerns, streaming residuals and artificial intelligence. The double strikes ground Hollywood productions to a halt, but soon late night and daytime talk shows could be back on the air. ABC says the new season of Dancing with the Stars will premiere tomorrow. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
Meanwhile, members of SAG-AFTRA have voted overwhelmingly to authorize a walkout by members working for video game companies, and the main issues are wages, workplace safety, and use of artificial intelligence. U.S. Senator Bob Menendez is rejecting calls for his resignation over bribery allegations. The New Jersey Democrat is accused of accepting cash and pricey gifts in exchange for favors to three businessmen named in the federal indictment and the Egyptian government. Menendez says he's confident he'll be exonerated.
A cornerstone of the foundation of American democracy and our justice system is the principle that all people are presumed innocent until proven guilty. All people. I ask for nothing more and deserve nothing less.
Menendez says he's focusing on averting a government shutdown. The Justice Department indictment against him also names the senator's wife, Nadine Menendez, as a co-defendant. A number of 9/11-related deaths since the attack now equals the number who died at the World Trade Center that day. NPR's Becky Sullivan reports.
When the towers collapsed on September 11, 2001, more than 1,000 first responders from the fire department were at Ground Zero. 343 of them died that day. Over the months that followed, thousands more worked on the recovery effort, breathing in dust that turned out to contain hazardous materials. More than 11,000 current and former fire department employees have since gotten sick, and hundreds have died, the department says. Two recent deaths of EMT Hilda Venata of cancer and retired firefighter Robert Fulco of a lung condition called pulmonary fibrosis have brought the total number of deaths from 9/11-related illnesses to 343 in what department officials called a, quote, somber, remarkable milestone. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.
This is NPR. The surge of migrants entering the U.S. from Mexico has pushed the city of El Paso, Texas, to a breaking point. The city is seeing more than 2,000 daily arrivals of people seeking asylum. Mayor Oscar Leeser says most of them are from Venezuela. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. now has formal diplomatic ties with the Pacific Island nation of Niue and the Cook Islands. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports that the U.S. is boosting relations with Pacific Islands as it seeks to block China's growing influence in the region.
Secretary Blinken didn't specifically mention China as he met with the premier of Niue, Dalton Tagalagi, but the backdrop was clear as the secretary formally recognized Niue as a sovereign, independent state and signed a joint statement vowing cooperation.
I think what we have is an affirmation, fundamentally, of a shared commitment to democracy, to combating the truly existential challenge of our time, climate change, to supporting free and open Indo-Pacific region that benefits all people in the Pacific.
Blinken had a similar signing ceremony with Cook Islands Prime Minister Mark Brown. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Ford says it's pausing construction of a $3.5 billion electric battery plant in Michigan. The automaker says it wants to be sure that the facility can be competitive. The announcement comes as Ford tries to reach a new contract agreement with the United Auto Workers Union. The UAW is seeking to represent workers at future battery factories. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.